Hey, rock and rollers, it's Whiskey and Rock, a backstage pass to learn about whiskey and spirits and hear stories from industry insiders and rock stars, real life rock stars. So get ready and join your hosts, D-Rock and JR, for the VIP whiskey experience you've been waiting for. Welcome to the Whiskey and Rock Show.
All right, you know what today is?
What is today?
We are celebrating 1 year.
Our 1 year anniversary.
Yes. That's incredible. Awesome. So it's unbelievable how fast that the first year went by. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got to try a lot of stuff.
We have a lot of really good stuff.
And taking some cool trips.
We have.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels, Kentucky Bourbon Festival.
Yeah.
Which, by the way.
Coming up again.
It's coming up again. And I think tickets are about to be on sale in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think so.
September, like 13, 15, somewhere in that area.
Something like that. Yeah. And we're looking forward to hopefully being there to join you. And that's going to be a fun time. But so we just want to take this episode, first off, to say thanks to everybody who's listening. I was looking last night. We've got listens in about, I think, 10 different countries from Brazil to...
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's just Brazil, Portugal, South America, Mexico, Canada. It's all over. And then all the states,
yeah.
Some of these markets where people are listening and hearing, I'm like, I don't know how you heard about it, but thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and the patrons who've supported, it's been a pretty crazy but awesome year. So
yeah,
definitely thankful. Looking forward to year number two.
Yes.
And so
we're going to celebrate today, though.
We are going to celebrate. So we both brought in a bottle.
Yeah.
And they're both kind of high proof.
They are high proof.
Yeah, I'm like.
That was not planned, but that's not a bad thing.
We might be in trouble. So the first one I brought in, this is an older George T. Stagg.
Yeah.
130.4 proof. So I'm not sure what year this was. It's probably three years ago.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I thought that's a good place to start. I mean, it's one of our favorites and just highly sought after bottle. I thought it'd be a fun one to kick it off with.
Yeah. I mean, just right off the nose immediately, I got like this massive whiff of butterscotch.
Oh, yeah. Golly. So good.
It's so good.
Yep. A lot of brown sugar. You can smell the proof.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It hits you. It definitely hits you.
Mm. All right.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
That is so good.
Oh.
Just the right amount of oak.
It is. Yeah.
It's spicy. But it's a nice spice.
It does have that, I hate to keep saying, but brown sugar sweetness kind of thing in there.
That's really good.
And I think this one was probably back when they were, $99 or $109 before they've gone up a couple times.
Yeah, I think they're, $125 now, something like that.
Yeah.
If you can find it at retail.
Right. Yes. You're not going to find that. But yeah. And I think you got a bottle this year. And
I did.
I've got a bottle. Yeah. And we've been sharing it. Sharing with friends, neighbors.
They're really good. I mean,
yeah.
To me, you know, when you're talking about pricing of bourbon and things like that, you know, when Buffalo Trace can set their BTAC, which is, you know, the best of the best, in my opinion, at that price level, I mean, it makes it tough to spend more than that on some of the other bottles that come out.
It does.
Because, I mean, a lot of them just don't come anywhere near as good as these bottles.
Have you had all the BTACs?
I haven't had the Eagle Rare. And I don't think I've had the Sazerac.
Yeah.
I've had the others.
I think that's the two I haven't had.
Yeah. I mean, the Handy is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several of those and those have been really good. The William LaRue's have been really, you can't really pick one. I can't pick one.
No.
They're all excellent. Very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So this is probably 15 years where the new Stags are 8 years? Is that what it is? Like The regular stag.
Yeah, yes. Those are, I think they run like six to eight years.
Yeah. And usually the proof's a little bit higher on those than this, right? Or are they about the same?
They kind of run in the same ballpark.
Okay.
I think I've got a few that are in the, you know, low 130s.
Okay.
And I've got, I think that the newest one that just came out here, the 23C, I think was like 124. It was pretty low.
Yeah.
It's awesome, but it was pretty low on proof.
Okay.
But yeah, it's interesting because the George T. just has a lot more depth of character to it. You get a lot more of the oak.
Yes.
I mean, you get a lot of those flavors from the stag as well.
Right.
But it's just interesting. You take one that's 8 years old and then you take one that's like 12 to 15 years old. And the difference is, is pretty significant.
It's crazy. We should A/B those sometime.
We should do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll do that next time.
And I'm eyeballing this next one you've got. I'm interested in this one.
Yeah. So this, you know, when we were talking about this episode and you mentioned we were coming up on the 1 year anniversary, I was like, well, what's better to celebrate an anniversary with an anniversary bottle?
Oh yes.
So this is the 13th Colony 15 year anniversary.
Okay.
Release. This is higher proof than Dorsey's.
Oh my gosh.
This is 139.2. So almost hazmat.
Okay.
And this is, you know, they came out with 3,300 bottles of this, I think.
Okay.
So it's very limited in supply, but it's a special bottle. And I've been a big fan of all the 13th Colony special release. It's a double oaked. I think got a bottle of their single barrel rye from Tarik.
That is
phenomenal. So I figured I'd bring this in as my anniversary pour for us.
Awesome.
And you haven't tried this yet.
I have not tried this.
Yeah. So I think you were on vacation when I got this one. So
yeah, I'm very excited to try this. And I think if I remember right, a couple months ago, there's a little bit of controversy on the interwebs about 13th Colony stuff, but
yeah. And I didn't get too caught up in it. No. I mean, at the end of the day, it tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah, people are trying to decide.
It's, you know, it's whether it's their distillate, whether it's someone else's distillate.
Yeah.
You know, it tastes good.
Yeah.
So
I think we'd heard it's possibly Green River.
Yeah. I think that was out there.
Yeah.
There were some rumors that maybe on the double oaked, I think they maybe added something for coloring or whatever,
because
it's so dark. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think, you know, you want to be a purist and that's fine if you want to and get into those sorts of things. You know, I'm more interested. Does it taste good?
Yes.
And these taste good. Oh, man.
Okay. I like the nose. Get the brown sugar, but also get a little bit of like orange.
Yeah, this is a lot more fruit forward than some of the other 13th Colony releases.
And I was thinking, I mean, the proof's got to be so high because it's in South Georgia and it is hot as whatever all summer.
Yep.
It's north of 100. So that's getting that proof up. And I'm imagining they're not tall barrel places where they store their barrels. So
no, I've seen video of their distillery and it looks like, you know, their ricks are maybe like just a couple high.
Okay.
Like it's very, very low in terms of ricks. They're not going up 30 floors or anything like that.
Yeah. And so you've had this, so it looks like you've had a couple pours out of this.
I've shared it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I've been sharing it with some friends. Yeah. It's really, I really like it. It's different from the double oaked. It's different from the other stuff that they put out.
Okay.
But I really like it.
All right. Well, I'm diving in. Here we go. Oh man. That's great.
Yeah. That finish is killer.
Yeah. Keeps going.
Yep.
Like a pecan pie or something. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's sweet. It's spicy. Yeah. There's something dark on there too. Mm-hmm. I'm getting like, it's not chocolate, but it's like almost like a coffee maybe. There's something on the back that I get.
The back end kind of reminds me a little bit of those high proof Glen's Creeks.
Yeah.
A little bit like that. Just still on the back end, you get this, I don't know what it is, that note.
Yep. I get that. Yeah. Totally see that.
Man.
But yeah, I mean, I know, you know, you're a fan. I mean, just big fans of what 13th Colony's doing. You know, they're normal shelf bourbon and rye are great.
Mm-hmm.
I think you still get them, I think, for like 40, 45 bucks.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So they're those solid.
90 proof. Is that where they come in?
I think so.
Okay.
But they're really good. Highly recommend those. If, you know, obviously that, you know, some of these special releases, they're such limited quantities.
Yeah.
They're super hard to get. And if you can find them, you know, some of the stores have them. I think somebody was saying somebody wanted like $1,000 for this bottle in Florida or something.
Oh, wow.
Which is ludicrous.
Yeah.
But the regular off-the-shelf stuff is, the rye especially, I think the rye is really, really good for that price.
Yeah.
Highly recommend 13th Colony.
And what's the proof on this one again? You said 138?
139.2.
139.2. Dang.
It doesn't drink that high.
No.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it drinks a little lower than the Dorsey Stag.
Yeah. But the price is a little north of the Dorsey Stag.
Just a hair. Yeah. But not too bad.
Yeah. I'm definitely a fan of this. So out of Americus, Georgia.
Yep.
13th Colony. If you find yourself in Americus, Georgia, go by and see them.
Yeah.
Maybe on the way to the beach or Valdosta.
I can't give you anything. I'm not familiar enough with Georgia. Say Savannah, but I think Savannah's way to the east
Savannah's
of it.
Way, yeah, way over there.
I just know it's like in the deep south of Georgia.
Yes, it is, where it's really hot. So now, what do you want to see in year two? What are you excited about?
You know, I know we've got some more good reviews coming, getting some good bottles.
Yep.
Hopefully getting some good interviews lined up. Mm-hmm. We've got a few in the works. Hopefully going to a few more places.
Yes. Yes.
I think, you know, we had a good time traveling and going to the couple places that we've been to. And, I know there's a few others we've talked about trying to get to. So
right.
I think those would be good to get lined up and, you know, bring some of the, maybe a more intimate, view of some of these distilleries to our listeners.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to and looking forward to hopefully, you know, meeting more of the listeners as well.
That'd be awesome.
And hanging out with them. And I know locally, I know we've talked about, I think we're going to do another hang sometime soon.
We are. Yeah. If you're in the Nashville area, shoot us a DM on Instagram and all that kind of fun stuff. And we'll hook you up and tell you where that's going to be.
So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. How about you?
You know what? All those things, I'm loving trying these new products. Like last week we had the Rebel 100 and the new Yellowstone finished in the rum casks.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was fun. But yeah, I mean, there's more stuff coming in. I know we've been talking about trying to connect with some music folks. We do have some stuff that's on the horizon. Mead Man's got a good one for us. I think that'll be fun. And having Mead Man on more, I think that's going to be, that's always fun.
Yeah. We'll definitely have some more, I think, in studio guests.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good having PJ on a couple weeks ago. Yep. So it was fun having our first.
Having the Bishop.
Yeah. Having the Bishop on. So yeah, that was C-Money, I'm sure will be.
Oh yeah.
Back on sharing some money.
Once he's
love.
Done with his travels and.
Yes. Yes.
Hitting the slopes and all that.
Yes. Wherever he is these days. Yes. So yeah. Again, thanks everybody for the first year. We had an awesome time.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Stoked for year two. And, come back next week for more fun adventures.
Awesome.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
It doesn't end here. For all things whiskey and rock, and for info on how to join our Patreon, just visit our website at whiskeyandrock.com. That's whiskey, A-N-D, rock. And of course, follow us, share us, do it, like it, love it. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Whiskey and Rock.
Whiskey and Rock is produced by Mead Man and is a Wise Company production. Our show is brought to you by Zoom. For more information, go to zoomcorp.com.